That win today. It's a great job by Bryce, and made some nice plays. The pick and tag by Baldy was phenomenal. Olsen continues to do special things, but Bryce did an outstanding job. And Bryce's been fighting through some knee stuff, and not enough to make him miss a start, but. He's been fighting through it, and so you tip your cap to him because he continues to take the ball, and he's been very durable. And so it's probably that's probably the tipping point for me in not sending him out for the seventh. Plus we had Didi, and we got our best reliever set up right there. So I thought Bryce had done his job, but Bryce has been a warrior, man. He like I said, fighting through some stuff and continues to post.
Right knee or left knee?
I don't know. Yeah, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Something that could maybe.
No, I mean, he's been pitching with it. So it hasn't, like I said, not going to prevent it from making starts, but he's been dealing with it. Yeah.
Cool to see him bounce back then, right after
No, Bryce, yeah, he's about as level headed as it gets. You know, he's been through a lot, ups and downs, and you can never tell. You can never tell if he throws a scoreless game or he had a tough one. He's the same guy all the time.
Kind of mentioned how he's working through the knee, just knowing when like other members of the rotation haven't necessarily been able to work through things, knowing Bryce has been one of the most dependable arms going back to last season, just how nice it to know that he's just been a consistent face of this rotation.
Yeah, there's a lot of value in durability. And I always say it should, when you talk about the five tools, that should be a sixth tool. It's really important, and Bryce has been very durable. He always takes the ball a lot of times on regular rest, and he's been really good for us for a few years now.
You're probably out of superlatives for Matt.
I mean, and again, I think it's been like half his homers or somewhere around there that have either tied the game or put us ahead. He's just a special player doing special things. Off that guy, that guy's almost unhittable for lefties, Garcia. That's a really tough at bat for a left-handed hitter. So even that much more impressive.
And on a 3-0 pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, some guys get domed up, on 3-0. They either get outside themselves or they swing too big. And so it's not as easy as it sounds. I give most of these guys the green light, obviously depending on the situation. But 3-0, certainly Olsen's going to get that. But it's tough to stay within yourself. On a 3-0 count, and not only did he stay within himself, he hits it to the biggest part of the field, really good.
Talking to Riley, he seems a little more in sync, and he said, not happy with his batting average, but he says he's coming around at the right time. Your thoughts on his swing?
I agree. Look at his numbers since the break, pretty darn good, man. So, we talked about that narrative most of the first half, and a couple of his teammates went through it last year, and Ozzy and Michael, and then turned it around, and Nick Gosselin's doing the same thing.
What about Mike Soroka? Seeing him on the other side having a good year, you want to win, but I know you care about your players.
I have a good relationship with Soroka. Goes back obviously several years from his time here, but we had a special connection, he's a guy that I stay in touch with. Even since he left here, we've always stayed in touch. He's got a special place in my heart, but I pull for him all the time when he's not pitching against us, but he's one of those guys I always pull for.
You guys kind of have a crazy road trip coming up.
Yeah,
a lot of different cities.
Yeah, it'll be, like I talked about the challenges of a major league season. They show up in all kinds of varieties, right? This is one of them. We have four cities on this trip. A quick trip to Chicago for a makeup, playing some tough teams. So, there's challenges all the time. That's why you got to have the right guys in the room, and I feel like we do.
Should Matt be in that MVP discussion?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The guy in LA makes it pretty tough, but He's doing things no one's ever done. But yeah, Matt Olson, and I've said this a lot, especially recently, I think he's evolved into one of the best players in our game.
How close are we to see Robert Suarez back?
Not sure. He's started a throwing progression, which is a good thing. I mean, he's taking the next step, but like I've said, it's a big leap from a throwing progression to trying to get people out in a major league game. So he got some time.
Going back, kind of the guys who've had the resurgences in the second half, just what do you think is about that point in the season that you think kind of leads to the turning point? You think it's just all that work coming together at that point? Do you think that week off at the All-Star break?
I think it's a good mental break. It's hard to put your finger on it specifically, but I do think that it's kind of a natural reboot for players. It doesn't totally wipe the slate clean, obviously, but it might feel like that a little bit. Maybe get you through some things on the mental side of things, the mental grind. But at the end of the day, it's continuing to work and trying to figure things out, make adjustments. But I do think that little break, mentally, psychologically, helps a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Walt.